Welcome to this audio presentation of Choose My PCC, candidates for the Avon and Somerset Police Force area. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. The contents. The contents have been track indexed for ease of navigation. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Track 3, Kerry Barker, Labour Party. Track 4, Cleo Alberta Lake, Green Party. Track 5, Heather Shearer, Liberal Democrat. Track 6, Mark Grevner McNeill Shelford, the Conservative Party candidate. Track 7, John Smith, Independent. Track 8, Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Avon and Somerset. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the police to account. Elections will be taking place in England and Wales, in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. There will be elections at the same time for mayors who exercise PCC functions. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. 39 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 are also responsible for overseeing the Fire and Rescue Authority for their area and are called Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCC. These PFCCs are found in Essex, Staffordshire, North Yorkshire and Northamptonshire. There will also be 3 mayors with PCC functions elected in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. PCCs are elected by you and aim to cut crime and hold the force to account on behalf of the public. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set the policing priorities for the area and consulting on their police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives and, if necessary, dismissing them. Work with others. PCCs, PFCCs and mayors who exercise PCC functions also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. The PCC, PFCC or mayor who exercises PCC functions does not run the police force or fire service. Chief constables and chief fire officers are operationally independent, and they are responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the Police and Crime Commissioner. PCCs, PFCCs, and mayors who exercise PCC functions are single, directly elected individuals, ensuring the public are protected, providing greater opportunities for collaboration and more effective scrutiny of public services. They ensure that there is an effective policing contribution to national partnership arrangements to protect the public from other national and cross-boundary threats. Represent the entire community. PCCs, PFCCs and combined authority mayors who exercise PCC functions are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Avon and Somerset Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0808 196 2170. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. In this election, you can vote for a first and second preference of who you want to win. For more information about your vote and other elections taking place on the 6th of May, visit electoralcommission.org.uk/i-am-a/voter. Track 3. Kerry Barker, Labour Party. Election Statement. In 2012, when the Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, was first elected, 17,968 violent and sexual offences were reported to Avon and Somerset Police. In 8,388 of those cases, the culprits were identified and formal action taken against them by the police, a detection rate of 47%. The formal action ranged from warnings to prosecution. By 2019, the last normal year before the coronavirus pandemic, the number of violent and sexual offences reported had surged to 47,656, and yet the number of cases detected fell to 5,630, a detection rate of just 12%. This awful detection rate was due to strategic decisions to reduce the number of police officers dedicated to community policing, closing police stations, and disbanding specialist teams of detectives such as those specialising in sexual assaults. Decisions made in part in response to the cuts to police budgets made by the coalition government of the Tories and Lib Dems. Contrary to promises made, these strategic changes did not make the police more effective. Throughout the whole region, the detection rate for crimes such as burglary, robbery, criminal damage and disorder are very low. Quite clearly, the welfare and safety of women was not a priority for the local decision makers or for government. Their promises to do so in future are worthless. If elected, I will improve neighbourhood policing with more officers dedicated to community policing, more police officers on the beat in your area, stop the closure of police stations, and bring back the specialist teams. At the heart of those priorities will be the safety and welfare of all women. Prepared by Philip Raymond Walsh, Election Agent, 9 Barclay Road, Bristol, BS7 8HF. Contact details, website, https://kerrybarkerfigure4pcc.com/. Track 4. Cleo Alberta Lake, Green Party. Election Statement. I am a brave, determined, caring woman who is committed to listening, action, cohesion and justice. With communities, for communities is my simple and sincere pledge. I am Bristol-born with family connections in Somerset and have over 2 decades of community development and political experience. I have been an elected councillor in Bristol since 2016 and was Lord Mayor of Bristol 2018-19. My highlight in local government has been my service with Avon Fire Authority, chairing the Diversity, Inclusion, Cohesion and Equalities Committee from its inception in 2017. As such, I have first-hand experience of supporting and positively scrutinising a major institutional culture change. If elected as your Police and Crime Commissioner for Avon and Somerset, I will appoint a deputy experienced in delivering systemic change and budget scrutiny, ensuring systemic reform and value for money. Have a prevention approach to crime, allocating budgets towards interventions. improve diversity and gender balance, support victims, reduce the use of stop and search, in part through developing new guidelines regarding the easing of policing of personal drug use, complete setting up the Ethics Committee and support their work, ensure our police force recognise the widespread nature of covert racism in society as a whole and take steps to reduce this. Work with the Police Federation to listen to the concerns of police officers and with unions to listen to the concerns of civilian employees. Authorise a cultural survey to assess racism, sexism, bullying and any other systemic problems within our police force. Empower the independent advisory groups and create an IAG led by young people. Require senior commanders to give a monthly verbal update at public meetings in each local or district authority area. Prepared by Briar Bloor, Election Agent, 33 Ambrose Road, Bristol, BS8 4RJ. Contact details. My website, www.cleolake.co.uk. Contact me, cleo.lake@greenparty.org.uk. Twitter, @Cleo_PCC. Facebook, @Cleo_PCC. Instagram, @Cleo_PCC. Trank 5. Heather Shearer, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. As your Police and Crime Commissioner, my priorities will be: set neighbourhood police priorities locally, not centrally, with the involvement of the community and its leaders. Increase prosecution and conviction rates for serious violence and sexual offences and improve the treatment of victims. Policing with integrity, consent and without discrimination. Strengthen trust in the police by increasing openness and transparency. Instead of simply focusing on arrests and enforcement, I will focus on preventing and reducing crime in the first place. We can cut crime more effectively by doing what consistent research evidence shows works best. I will therefore put more resources into preventing first-time offenders from going on to re-offend, helping recently released prisoners who want to go straight and stay out of trouble, focusing attention on offenders who don't want to give up their life of crime. I would ensure that these aims are prioritised and that public money, our money, is well spent. I am not a career politician. I have worked in a range of different jobs, so can see the world from many viewpoints. As a member of the Police and Crime Panel, I have experience of supporting and scrutinising the Police and Crime Commissioner, and I am an elected district councillor. Being Police and Crime Commissioner is a more than full-time job. If elected as your commissioner, I will undertake no other employment. Prepared by Halliday James McPhee, Election Agent, 43 Manor Road, Kensham, BS 31, 1RB. Contact details, Heather, figure 4, betterpolicing@gmail.com. Track 6. Mark Grosvenor McNeill Shelford, the Conservative Party candidate. Election Statement. The best police forces deliver low crime, not high arrests. I will focus on prevention and deterrence, supporting victims and be tough on criminals. I spent over 30 years in the army, working with police forces around the world to fight crime, bringing peace and order to diverse communities. I will bring the skills and experience I gained to make all of our region safer as we rebuild from COVID. I've served as a member of the Regional Police and Crime Panel and, as an elected local councillor, have run major local authority programmes, so I understand what our local police need to be effective. I also understand how important it is to listen to local people and be sure to meet their needs. I know what good leadership of men and women in uniform looks like. Frontline police officers do a difficult and sometimes dangerous job with great courage and commitment. they must be backed by strong, supportive and challenging leadership that enables them to be the best they can be. My plan to make Avon and Somerset safer. Increase visible policing to reassure residents and rebuild belief that the police are there for them by proactive and preventative policing. More focus on rural crime. Tackling antisocial behaviour, burglaries, reckless driving, dog napping, attacks on livestock and criminal trespassing. Tougher action on serious crime. Targeting organised crime, drugs and gang leadership, violent crime, child sexual exploitation, online crime and fraud. More police, cutting crime, making communities safer. Voters can be sure what they will get from me. I will work with government to deliver the excellent policing and law and order that residents want and deserve. On Thursday, 6th of May, vote Shelford to make Avon and Somerset safer. Prepared by Max Helpful, Election Agent 60 Northgate, Bridgewater, TA6 3EU. Contact details www.markshelford.org.uk. Track 7. John Smith, Independent. Election Statement. I am John Smith, an independent candidate for Avon and Somerset Police and Crime Commissioner. As an independent, I vow to keep the party politics out of policing and, if elected, I would only answer to Avon and Somerset residents, not to any political bosses in Westminster. I have lived with my wife, three children and dog, Evie, in Bristol for 20 years. In my spare time, I enjoy walking Evie and watching and coaching football. Over the last 12 years, I have dedicated myself to community safety and working with the police and partners. I was chief executive of the Avon and Somerset PCC team for 8 years, working alongside the current independent police and crime commissioner. To help meet the unique challenges of policing during the COVID-19 pandemic, I served for a year as deputy PCC before stepping down to focus on this campaign. My priorities reflect my experience and engagement with communities across the diverse Avon and Somerset area. They cover inner city crime as well as the concerns of people from more rural areas. Supporting the police to enforce the COVID-19 regulations appropriately so we can get back to living normally as soon as possible. Tackling knife and drug crime. Catching burglars and reducing burglaries. Protecting the most vulnerable in society and supporting victims. Combating antisocial behaviour. Championing Avon and Somerset to become the most inclusive police force in the country. Improving road safety. Preventing fraud and cybercrime. Addressing rural crime and supporting rural communities. Working in partnership to address business crime. If Avon and Somerset residents elect me as their next police and crime commissioner, I will work hard every day to keep all residents safe and free from crime. Prepared by John Smith, election agent, the Eastern Business Centre, Felix Road, Eastern, Bristol, BS5-0HE. Contact details. Website https://. johnsmithfigure4pcc.com/. Email john@johnsmithfigure4pcc.com. Track 8. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Avon and Somerset. This booklet contains more information about those candidates, where provided, and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Avon and Somerset. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Avon and Somerset on the 6th of May 2021. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Barker, Kerry, Labour Party. Lake, Cleo, Alberta, Green Party. Shearer, Heather, Liberal Democrat. Shelford, Mark Grosvenor McNeill, the Conservative Party candidate. Smith, John, Independent. I can be contacted at Will Godfrey, Bath and North East's Somerset Council, Guildhall, High Street, Bath, BA1, 5AW. Email address, elections@bathnes.gov.uk. Phone number, 01225 477 333. Web address, www.avonpcconnection.org.uk. The print version of this booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with it, please recycle it. This is published by the Minister for the Cabinet Office, 70 Whitehall, London, SW1A 2AS. That is the end of this audio presentation of the booklet, Choose My PCC for Avon and Somerset.